Welcome to Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. I'm Stella Fong. In this show, we go to Bozeman, Montana, to Dinosaur Park, a grassy outdoor space with a playground and covered picnic areas. We meet Claudia Crevette, and from Timeless Seeds and Timeless Natural Foods, David Owen and Jim Barngrover, two of the founders of Brand Products, supporting organic family farmers from Montana and surrounds. I have for a long time wanted to meet the maven of Claudia's Mesa, with Mesa meaning table in Spanish. In Bozeman, Claudia brings flavors from around the world to Montana through her cooking classes, pop-up dinners, and catering. Tonight, under blue skies crowned with happy clouds, we find Claudia preparing for this night's Barefoot in the Park dinner. During the summer, she gathers people for monthly feasts at different outdoor locations, highlighting the Treasure State's bounty. On this evening, the feature stars are lentils. Let's get to know Claudia. Learn about this Renaissance woman.
Every career that I have had has dropped on me by chance. I studied sociology and international relations, and I've been many different trades in my life. I was an interior designer with a big-time flooring company here, and I was getting close to my 60th birthday, and I was thinking, you know, it's mid-50s, actually, when I started the change. I said, it's time to make my passion before I don't have the strength to do it anymore. So I started doing cooking classes. I taught cooking classes here at a very beautiful gourmet ingredients place they have. And I created a following. And then I was always having people over for dinner at the house and creating events. And one day my husband says, you know, you should start charging for this. And then I said, you know what? Maybe I should. Maybe I should start charging for this and the other. But I really got started selling my green cilantro salsa at Town and Country and at the farmer's market in 2009. And then from a salsa, it became to cooking classes, then it became pop-ups, and then catering.
At the farmer's market, Claudia invited people to her website and to subscribe to her newsletters where she could inform them of her dinners.
And at the beginning, I was popping up in really out of the ordinary places, like sites, because I was in construction. Just a weird job site and decorated very eclectic. At art galleries, at artist studios, because I love combining food, music, the arts, literature, and movies, etc. And then I got tired of schlepping a lot because you go to a farm, I do them at farms as well, you have to take the stove with you, you have to take the propane tank with you, and I started doing them in my backyard. I mean, 2 acres, if I invite my neighbors, they won't complain, right?
Right.
And that's how I do them. I have a small studio in town, and it's a great place for lunch and learns.
In 2015, the book Lentil Underground, written by Liz Carlisle, appeared on bookshelves. Carlisle writes about a group of farmers who work with heirloom seeds in biologically diverse and sustainable farm systems. She tells the story of how, in 1976, David Owen drops out of graduate school and comes back to the family farm to grow something besides wheat. He pursues lentils. Even more, he pursues organic farming methods. Here's how David came into Claudia's life.
I met David actually through Facebook. Very interesting. I found him because I was born and raised in South America, in Colombia and the Caribbean coast, and I lived 25 years in Miami. And since my childhood, I have always been supporting the local growers. It wasn't uncommon for my mother to go to the open market to buy freshly grown vegetables. We would get fish from a peddler somewhere in the area. And when I moved to Miami as a college student, I wanted to do the same. So I found the East Coast fisheries in the Miami River, and I found the homestead market where a lot of the delicious oranges come from. And I always tell everybody that I married a Marco Polo of sorts, my husband Steve, and he brought me to Bozeman, to Montana, and this is in 1985. We came to ski Big Sky, and we just fell in love with it.
In 1997, Claudia and Steve bought 2 acres in Highlight. and they have been here ever since.
Everybody thought that these snowbirds, these tropical birds, were going to leave the area. But we are here for, we'll be celebrating our 21st year. So I wanted to see how I could bring the same way of cooking and eating as I had as a child. And I was fortunate to meet Tiffany Latch of Sola, who was fostering meetings for the winter farmers market. So I met a lot of farmers there that were just starting out. This was about 10 years ago. And I learned that there was more to Montana than frigid weather and that there were local growers. And I started buying cheeses from Amalthea and vegetables from Gallatin Botanical. And when I went to Town and Country one day, I looked up and there were these beautiful lentils of different colors.
With Claudia's Catholic upbringing and eating fish, rice, lentils, avocados, and tomatoes every Friday.
So when I found out that I could actually eat something from my childhood, from my Colombia, and support a local grower, I was ecstatic. I was so happy. So I searched who this timeless food was, and I found him via Facebook. We started exchanging, and he could not believe that I made different things besides lentil soup and lentil salad. And one day, he came over to Bozeman with somebody that uses his processing plant to bring rice from the Philippines, this beautiful heirloom rice. And Dave and I had coffee, and he all of a sudden said, I have a conference call with Liz Carlisle, whose book is all about us. And I'm like, really? I just met the guy, so now there's a book about him. So I was like very impressed. So he said, they're writing a book about us, and it's called The Lentil Underground. So I know what the underground was in my time. And I was saying, well, what is this? What is this Lentil Underground? So I found out that these were a group of farmers, Montana farmers, four different, very different characters who defied agribusiness. And I studied sociology in school, and I was a rebel, and I wanted to be the Colombian Angela Davis. So this was like, I could do this with food.
So the Colombian transplanted Bozeman Angela Davis joined David Owen's conference call with Liz Carlisle.
And Liz said, I think it would be great if you do a cookbook. It would be a great bookend to The Lentil Underground. And of course, that was 2015, and it is 2019 right now. And what has happened with the cookbook? So one of the things that I have been doing is trying to create a name in the community and in Montana more than anything, and my mission with the lentils. The lentils have become a character in my life. They're not legumes. They're not pulse crops. They are people to me. So in 2015, Liz Carlisle asked me to go on the book tour with her. And she invited me to come along to UC Berkeley, where she got her dissertation under Michael Poland, and to cook at UC Berkeley and to Michael Poland and create 400 bites of lentils. And then to go to Stanford University and to teach a class with Jamie Oliver's kitchen, the teaching kitchen, and to go to the Petaluma Seed Bank and also do another share of 400 lentil bites. It was a success. It was wonderful.
And why did it turn out so well for Claudia?
Michael Poland could not believe that I could make a vegan tamale, but I used coconut oil instead of lard because they look the same. So the tamale took the harvest lentils, which are the yellow ones, and used it as a wet agent. So what I did with that is I took lemongrass. It had a little bit of an Asian flair to it, and I used curry powder, Madras curry powder as well. And then for fat, I use coconut oil and shape them up. And then inside the tamale itself, I had kale, I had mushrooms, and I had butternut squash. But the whole tamale was masarina and lentils. It was amazing. And it was really moist, and he could not believe that this tamale had no lard. So then after that, I came back home and I was all fired up and wanted to get going with the cookbook. And they were trying to find a way of creating a platform. So Liz Carlisle is from Missoula. And through Good Food, she wanted to do a book signing and asked me to come and teach a cooking class. And I just talked about my passion for lentils, etc., and how I could not believe that people from Montana don't know lentils.
From this point, Claudia decided that she had a bigger calling.
So I had a mission. My mission was to go around the state and promote lentils, but I had no money. And somebody said, "Have you heard of Red Ant's Pants?" And I'm like, "I have no clue what Red Ant's Pants are." So they gave me the name. There's this wonderful woman. Her name is Sarah Calhoun. And she has these pants and she does these music festivals and she has grants to give to people. So maybe you can have an opportunity. Well, I searched for her and I found out that she was going to be at a Prospera meeting at the Baxter Hotel. I went and ordered a set of Red Ant's Pants. You measure yourself and they're made to your size, sort of. So I got my pants. They were stiff as they could be. I washed them like 20 times to give them a little bit of softness to it. And I went over to the event. It was in April and it snowed like you could never believe. I remember I had to park very far away and I was wearing my pants. I sat on the first row. I wanted to make sure she knew who Claudia was. I was never an apple polisher. I think that's the word in English, a kiss butt or whatever it is. But that day I really was, because I wanted to get a few $1,000s so that I can go around the state.
Claudia successfully received monies from the Red Ant's Pants Foundation Community Grant Program, which allowed her to carry out her mission.
I traveled to all these small towns with lentil farmers, and they would give me 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 2 pounds of lentils. And then I went and I bought 5 gallon containers for food, and I counted them, and I had 100 pounds of lentils. And my first thought was, what am I going to do with this? I had just taken a writing course with Rick Boss, and I was coming south from Troy, and I was listening to The Splendid Table. And in that show, Ellen was interviewing a gentleman from New Orleans who hosted every Monday a beans and rice dinner. And I'm like, that's it. I'm going to feed the community. So I started doing that. I started using my studio as a venue to do it with only 10 people. And today we have between 50 and 60 to include the guests.
Before we find out what delicious dishes Claudia will be serving up tonight, let's meet up with David Owen and Jim Barngrover from the Lentil Underground. Jim begins with sharing how the underground began.
Well, the Lentil Underground, I guess, had its origins about 32 years ago when four of us that were friends and all organic farmers got together and we started a little enterprise. At first, we didn't know what to call ourselves, and we called ourselves Four Guys Enterprise. But the name Timeless Seeds came about, at least as I recall it, when we were all out in a field looking at some black medic, which is a low-lying, biennial, maybe short-lived perennial legume. And somebody said, you know, I wonder what time it is. And somebody else says, well, I'm kind of getting hungry. And we all looked at our wrist, and none of us were wearing a watch. And if my recollection's correct, I said, that's it, timeless, timeless seeds. That's how we came about.
Perhaps the foursome should have considered the name timely. David explains why they chose to grow lentils.
So as organic farmers, you know, young kids just moving back to our family farms in the mid-70s, basically, one of the things that we really need to figure out how to do was replace the synthetic nitrogen that was common with commercial agricultural production, kind of the industrial model is you buy inputs off the farm and use that to build your soil fertility. And we did not want to do that, and we knew that we couldn't in order to be certified organic farmers. You can't use synthetic inputs. And as it turns out, one of the researchers down here at Montana State University, since retired and actually now deceased, Dr. Jim Sims, had done research all over the world and had basically discovered that this edible legume called lentils was actually fairly well suited to this environment. It was one of the first crops that was domesticated about 10,000 years ago in the Fertile Crescent, basically the area now, you know, that we call Syria, Iran, Iraq. Semi-arid, cool season crop that worked very well for them. And Jim did some research, found out that actually lentils do quite well here and would work very well in rotation with our more standard wheat production. So it was really Dr. Jim Sims that introduced us to lentils. We started experimenting with them in field plots and then in actual field scale and growing them under certified organic practices.
In the second part of Flavors, we find out how Timeless Natural Foods, founded by Bud Barda, Jim Barngrover, Tom Hastings, and David Owen, was discovered by Trader Joe's. In Bozeman in Dinosaur Park at Claudia Kavad's Barefoot in the Park dinner. We are talking to David Owen and Jim Barngrover of Timeless Natural Foods, two of the founders. In the first part, David and Jim shared the beginnings of the company. Now I ask them who their customers are. Are they selling solely in Montana or elsewhere? David shares.
Conceiving a business that depended upon the production and the sale of lentils in Montana, sort of by definition, a bad business model because nobody grew lentils, nobody knew how to grow lentils, and Montana is a meat and potatoes kind of state. So there were a few natural food stores in the area or in the state, Community Food Co-op here in Bozeman, the Real Food Store in Helena, Good Food Store in Missoula. They were really one of our first customers.
Then for Timeless Natural Foods, something very fortuitous occurred.
I think what really got us going in a commercial sense was that we were at a trade show in Anaheim, California, Natural Expo West. We had a little booth before the main show, and somebody came by from Trader Joe's and said, "Wow, we like these French green lentils that you have here. Can you get us?" And I'm going to defer to David. I think he may know the particulars better than I, but they were wanting a lot more than we had in stores, and we had to go out and ramp up production.
And of course, back in those days, I mean, kids from Montana, we had no idea who Trader Joe's was. We just thought, well, it was probably some little natural food store somewhere in California. It turns out at that time they were a 60-store chain, and they did love our lentils. And we had this beautiful bag that we had designed by that time. It's a 25-pound bag, certified organic, grown by family farmers in Montana. This representative from Trader Joe's purchasing agent just loved these French green lentils that we had on the table there and said, we want these, and we're going to want a lot of them because we've got a lot of stores, but there's a problem in that we don't sell things in 25-pound bags. We don't care if they're from Montana. We don't care if they're organic. You have to put your lentils in a 1-pound bag so we can put them on our store shelf. Can you do this? So, I mean, naive? Of course, we can do it. You just got to give us some time because we've never done it before. So over the course of 6 or 8 weeks, they were actually very patient with us. We kept sending them kind of sample packages of what we thought we could do. And eventually we kind of put all the pieces together and they sent us labels, Trader Joe's labels. It wasn't certified organic, you know, label or anything, but it really got us started in appreciating the size of the markets that existed, you know, outside of Montana, especially on the coast, and also the whole retail format. Prior to that, we had sold to some natural food distributors, lentils and other crops that we were growing. But they were in 25-pound bags that would end up in a bulk bin in a natural food store. We really thank Trader Joe's for forcing us and helping us learn about the retail space. Over the course of about 6 months, they ended up buying and we ended up producing about 300,000 packages in the 1 pound bags. So we learned quickly, we learned on the fly, and eventually that market went away. But what it taught us was that we need to be true to ourselves in the sense of certified organic was important. We needed control of our own label because some purchasing agent somewhere in the corporate offices of Trader Joe's said, well, this product isn't working for us anymore. It's not meeting our sales goals, whatever. So the lights went out and we were very dependent on that customer. But what they taught us was how to put things in 1 pound bags, the importance of branding and the importance of having more than one product in a line of products. So about the year 2000, we developed our own Timeless Natural Food brand, introduced, I think it was 6 products at the time in the line, 6 different kinds of lentils and split peas and yellow flax. Now we've got about 10 items in our retail line and we're distributed in hundreds and hundreds of stores across the U.S. under the Timeless Natural Food brand.
And I would imagine someone like Claudia is an ambassador for your product, and now people get to taste what you actually grow. Has that really helped your selling of your lentils and your other products?
Claudia is an amazing person, an amazing chef, and it was a real kind of turning point in a way. She'd already moved to Montana, but she discovered our package on the shelf here in Bozeman. You know, having grown up in Columbia, was very familiar with lentils, and she's a very creative chef. So she has really helped put us on the radar screen, if you will, around the country.
Thank you again for talking to us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Claudia's Barefoot in the Park dinner is just about to begin. She's dishing out food into large white platters and bowls. So let's hear from her to find out what's on the menu tonight.
Tonight I'm serving Caribbean-inspired. I am from Colombia. We have these corn patties called arepas. And I have made a delicious beluga nectarine salsa, beluga lentils. These beautiful black, they look like the beluga caviar. We're serving that at the beginning of the line. And then we have a salad with local greens, some mango, some avocado, no lentils on that dish. And then I came inspired with this recipe. I wanted to pickle lentils. I'm like, I wonder what that would be like. So I just took rice vinegar, red onions, a little bit of brown sugar, some salt, some dill, caraway seeds, and then I layered it with French beans and potatoes. And then this morning, this is like a 3-day process, when I put it in a huge bowl, and I thought, maybe I need to add salt. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just... I made sure to write the recipe down. In Colombia, in Caribbean Colombia, we have coconut rice, which is a typical rice with the African influence. And we fry the coconut milk and we char it. But instead of using rice, I use Montana farro. And then we have green lentils donated by a conventional farmer, the Graffs. They donated 62 pounds of lentils. Which I need to find some good use. And then I had some butternut squash that I get from Root Cellar, which is a local processing plant. I have an ancho chile with orange pork. It is not a Bozeman pork, but it is processed in Butte. So it's a pork shoulder and it cooks for like 10 hours and it's delicious.
Guests are asked to bring their own plates and utensils, along with a beverage of choice. Donations are accepted as Claudia uses the money to fund her future dinners, moving it forward.
But as I grow, the ingredients become more substantial and I need more money, so I ask for $5. And then I have this jar right here where I ask them to leave something for the next time. So today's dinner is $190 that we received from donations from the last time, and there were somewhere around 35 to 40 people. Those $5 to pay for the pavilion. So the only thing I'm doing is providing my love and cooking it.
Claudia shares not only her love for food and kinship, but she also expresses her love by supporting those who create, such as artists and musicians.
And I will have a special guest, and the special guest is somebody in the arts, in the nonprofit, somebody that a lot of people might not know anything about, and I just think they have a lot of talent. Our last guest is a young 24-year-old photographer who could be the next Diane Arbus. She doesn't know who Diane Arbus is, but I know. I got her and she was talking about her art and she got so emotional, and I just love promoting people.
I, by the way, am old enough to remember and appreciate Diane Arbus, the American photographer best known for her intimate black and white portraits. She photographed people on the fringes. I found her photographs real and revealing, making us truly see who she had captured an image of. Claudia's food is bright and colorful in keeping with her enthusiasm and spirit. She has attracted a following. We talked to Susan McCall and Amy Ferrance, who have participated in past Claudia's Mesa's events.
So I discovered Claudia at the farmer's market. I moved to Bozeman about 5.5 years ago, and the farmer's market is a must-do in Bozeman, and there's lots of different food vendors. And one of the things I love about the farmer's market, and actually Claudia in general, is just supporting local individual business people, farmers, cooks, what have you. And she made tamales, which you would not expect amazing tamales in the middle of Montana. But she had amazing tamales and then lots of other dishes that I didn't even know about, because as Americans, we're all used to Tex-Mex and Mexican, but not so much South American food. So she had all kinds of dishes that she would serve up every week. So that's how I became familiar with her. And then you go on her website and she teaches cooking classes and she has pop-up dinners, and she did a whole lot more than the farmer's market. And so just slowly I started doing each one of those, and then also found out she's a fabulous person who is fun and knows other fabulous farmers. And it's also not just about her food, it's about doing good things for the community, helping them eat local, helping all citizens eat local and support local farmers. So that's what got me excited about Claudia.
Yeah. Amy, how did you find Claudia?
So, well, similar. I saw her at the farmer's markets. I knew she taught some classes, was definitely interested in checking out all of that. But it took until a couple years ago, one of our friends started a Bozeman Foodies group. And actually, she wasn't my friend at the time. I didn't know any of these gals, and went to the first Foodies events. And I was the only person that didn't know everyone else and met everybody and just found this great group of folks.
Found each other.
Yeah, that's the first time we met too. And went to a dinner with Claudia, one of her private dinners, and she kind of put it on for the Foodies group and learned about her lentil thing. I've gone to Red Ants Pants too, so knew that she had gotten the grants and everything there, but I'm just, as soon as I met her, I mean, her energy is infectious and you just can't help but feel joy when you're in her presence. So it's a wonderful experience for food.
Before eating, Claudia gathers everyone around a circle. She introduces her guests and representatives from Timeless Seeds. Tonight, her featured guest is Doug Wales from the Havana Bridge Project, who is an ambassador for promoting friendship and partnership through American Cuban music.
Good evening, everybody. Buenas noches. I am so honored that you are here tonight. Some of you driving from Minnesota, from Helena. We have one coming from Livingston. We have some from Billings. And we are so grateful that you came to share tonight with us and the Lentil Underground. Some of you have been to these dinners before. Susan remembers when we started in back of Red Tractor Pizza with maybe 5 people around the table. And tonight, if the count is right, we might be sitting at 50 or something strong. It's a beautiful, large group, and I hope that one day there's no room for us, and because there's so many.
I hope for Claudia and Timeless Natural Foods that more of the world learns to savor the legumes grown in Montana and surrounds. In the summer, Claudia's dinners are usually once a month on a Tuesday night. Information is on her website. Once again, thanks to Claudia Cravette, David Owen, and Jim Barngrover for sharing their stories. Thanks to Ken Siebert for his production help. Music for Flavors Under the Big Sky has been provided by Parker Brown. Additional funding has been provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanians. Thanks to you, listeners, for your support. I'm Stella Fong.